在台上做英文翻译 ，because we have children, I will have the English translation on stage.
Dear 弟兄姊妹、长辈们，还有小朋友们，大家主日好。
Dear brothers, sisters, and our elders and children, good Sunday to you.
今天来到大家面前来分享神在我们生命中的带领和祝福。
好了，
也分享我们没有听神的话所得到的教训。
I'd like to share with you our lives in following the Lord, and also the lessons learned in not being able to obey Him.
大家可能知道我的情况，大家也知道，如果是没有信心之前，我踏上这个台阶，我会非常的恐慌，没有信心。
And some of you may already know my situation, and then really without faith, then as I come up to this podium, I will be in trembling.
但是今天我的心跳非常平缓。
But I am very in peace today, right now.
因为我来到这个台上是为我们的神做见证。
Because today I am here to testify for my God.
因为是我们信靠的这个神真正拿去了我从小一直到来到美国之前内心非常强烈的自卑缺乏信心的感觉。
He has taken away the self-pityness in my heart since the birth as I come to the United States.
因为在神的面前他平等待人。
Because before God, he treats everyone equally.
因为在神的面前他对软弱的更显出他的慈爱和慈悲。
And to those who are weak, he shows them the extra mercy.
当读到圣经的时候，看到神能医治瞎眼的、瘸腿的。
In the scripture, we know that he has healed the blind, the crippled.
我的心常常被触动。
And those scriptures will touch my heart.
我也想得到医治。
Because I like to be healed.
但大家看到我从台下走到台前的时候，大家没有看到。
You may not have seen me as I walk towards the podium.
是不是我有更大的理由不信神了呢？
Does it mean that I will have a reason not to believe in Him?
但我还坚信。
But I still believe firmly.
正如刚才诗歌所唱到的，何等恩典。
Just like the hymn says that the how great the how great.The grace.
因为我从心里真正感受到了神真正拿去了我的自卑，真正拿去了我的软弱，真正拿去了我的重担和枷锁。
Because he indeed has taken away my self-pityness, my weaknesses, all the bindings in my heart.
我变得更自由了。
Because I become free.
变得更充满信心了。
And be more with more faith.
特别是站在一群信神的人靠着神生活的人面前，我知道你们看待我也是有一颗慈爱的心。
Especially be with all of you who believe in the Lord, that you see me with God's love.
正因为神赐给我的这一切，我当义无反顾地选择他。
Because God has given me so much, then I will choose Him.
一会儿我会跟大家分享，如果我背离神、远离神的时候，生活是什么样的光景。
Then I would like to share with you the time that I was away from God.
其实我们每个人的生命都是一个奇迹。
Everyone's life is a miracle.
当读到诗篇一百三十九篇的时候，那里提到。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已覆庇我，我要称谢你，因我所造，因我受造，奇妙无畏可畏。
Psalm 139 says that, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I was fearfully and wonderfully made. For your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
每到读到这一节的时候，我内心充满感动。
As I read this scripture, then I was very moved.
我的母亲每次提到我两岁时所遭遇的那场几乎夺取我生命的病魔的时候，她泪水连连。
Every time my mother mentions when I was 2 years old in a fight with my sickness, then she will shed her tears.
我活过来了，当追求那生命的意义。
I was alive, and I also finding out the meaning of life.
也感谢神赐给我一个相对聪明的头脑。
And then God has given me a very smart brain.
我可以通过努力，通过大家的鼓励和支持，一步步上了大学，上了研究生。
And then with everyone's encouragement and support, I was able to go into college and graduate school.
也感谢神，在那偶然的机会，也赐给我个机会，让我得到了一个美国的工作机会。
And also, God has given me an opportunity to work in the United States.
若不是这个机会，可能我今后的生命仍然被那不完备的信心、自卑心所捆绑。
And without that opportunity, I probably would be bound by the self-pityness and the lack of faith.
生命可能与今天大为不同。
And my life would be very much different.
可能内心有愁苦、有苦毒。
I may have a bitterness.
有争竞，有各样的事情发生。
Or competitions and all kinds of bad things may happen.
我们2005年二月份来到美国，也面对着这么一个新的国家、新的生活，充满了各种憧憬。
We came to this country in February of 2005 and facing a very new challenge, a new environment.
正是一群生活在我们周围的弟兄姊妹，他们是信神的弟兄姊妹，他们靠着他们与众不同的爱，将我们吸引到教会。
And then the brothers and sisters surrounded us with faith, and then we were very attracted to their love.
他们牺牲自己的时间，无怨无悔的帮助，并且是那么任劳任怨。并且是那么的喜乐。
They sacrificed their time in helping us, and really without any complaints, with joy.
我们的生活很快安顿下来，也学会了车，也开始了平安的、顺利的生活。
And then we settled quickly, and we learned how to drive, and we started to live in this country.
每到教会唱到那敬拜诗，总内心充满了感动。
Every time in the congregation we're saying the worship hymns, they really touched my heart.
我们也很快受洗信主。
And then we quickly became a Christian and baptized.
但是由于工作的压力，生活的繁忙，我依然没有规律的参加主日的敬拜，而去忙于自己的工作，甚至一天工作14个小时。
And because of the work pressure and the pressure in work and I would irregularly will attend the service and sometimes I have to even work for 14 hours a day.
就在那时的生活光景，重担并没有完完全全的解脱。
At that time, I was still burdened.
那时候我依然要通过自己的聪明，靠着自己的勤劳，想去获得别人的认可。
And with my own effort, my own intelligence, I try to earn other people's respect.
但是，似乎越是这样做，越事与愿违。
The more I do it, the less that it was obvious.
老板使劲要求你工作。
My boss will demand more and more.
终于我垮下来了。
And then at the end, I just collapsed.
因为我没有去享受神在主日规定的休息、 喜乐的安静在他面前。
Because I did not enjoy the rest that God has given to us on Sundays.
在得了一场严重的肠胃性感冒的时候，仍然坚持去工作。
And then I had a stomach flu.
Yes,
stomach flu. And even with that, I also worked very hard.
终于病倒，昏迷，送到了急诊室。
And then until one day, I was sent to an emergency.
就在那一天晚上，是我的大女儿抱着她的不到半岁的妹妹在家里。
And my older daughter and held my second daughter. At that time, she was 6 months old.
后来事情更糟糕了，我的老板把我辛辛苦苦自己调研、设计、实验，已经取得了很好结果的研究项目，送给了别人。
And then worse yet, that my manager took all the research work I have done and gave it to somebody else.
大家知道，如果一个健康的人，他去努力工作获得的成果，也需要付出艰辛的努力。
Even a healthy person, for them to work and to produce, they will have to work very diligently.
何况我要付出比别人成倍的代价。
And for me, I have to work even more.
那时候我的心非常苦闷。
I was very depressed.
似乎对任何事情失去了盼望。
And then I lost hope in everything.
那时候跟神祷告的时候，我说神，你就是这样待我吗
？I prayed to God and said, God, this is how you're going to treat me?
因为我并没有跟别人去争竞。
Because I did not compete with others.
我老老实实本分地做自己的工作。
I did my own job.
为什么这些发生在我面前？
Why this happened to me?
求你在我面前开一扇路。
So I ask you to open a way for me.
这时候我的太太要求我，咱们回国吧，你的身体日渐垮下来。
And my wife said that, let's go back home. Let's go back to China because, your health is deteriorating.
这时候我还想，那我回到我以前喜爱的药学研究上，我是不是还有机会呢？我说太太，我们这样祷告吧。
I wonder that if I go back to the pharmaceutical research in China, would I be happy? So I asked my wife that let's pray this way.
就在这时，神应许了我们的祷告，在诗篇三四篇四到六节。
And God has listened to our prayer, and Psalm 34, 4, 6 says this.
我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。凡仰望他的，便有光荣。他们的脸也必不蒙羞。我这困苦人呼求，耶和华便垂听，救我脱离一切的苦难。
I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears.Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him, and he saved him out of all his troubles.
就在我发了四到五封求职信以后，很快在斯奎普斯，他们新建立的研究所在 Jupiter， 我很快的得到了一个工作机会。
So I sent out a resume to four to five opportunities, and then the script in Jupiter answered.
也在教会牧师和弟兄姊妹的帮助下，也很快顺利的举家迁到这里，并安顿下来。
And then very quickly, I was able to move a whole family to South Florida.
特别的感谢金弟兄和舒曼姐那时候对我们的特殊的。
And I really appreciate the brother Jean and sister Suman their care for our family.
真的，那时候我们非常顺利、非常平安的在这里开始了新的生活。
Very smoothly, without any problems, we started our life here.
是不是我就忘记了过去了呢
？Does it mean that I will have forgotten my past?
神已经给我面前开了一扇门。
God has opened a way for me.
但我还时时的陷在对过去的回忆和痛苦之中。
And but I still was in the suffering of the past.
因为我两年的工作
Because of for the work that I have done for 2 years, nothing was done.
Yeah, nothing. 这种苦闷, 甚至内心充满的愤恨, 一直折磨着我。
And the bitterness in my heart has constantly reminded me.
但是这时候, 还是神的话语, 在祷告中启发了我。
And yet God's words are reminding me in my prayers.
就像以弗所书4章31到32节所说的, 一切的苦毒, 恼恨, 愤怒, 喧闹, 诽谤, 并一切的恶毒, 都当从你们中间除掉, 并要以恩慈相待, 存怜悯的心。 彼此饶恕, 正如神在基督饶恕了你一样。
It reminded me that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
还有在马太福音第6章14到15节。 你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
And reminding me that Jesus said that forgive, and as a father has forgiven you, and otherwise the father will not forgive you.
每每看到这个时候，我知道我该拿起我身上的重、心上的重担和一切的苦毒。
And the scripture reminded me that I need to get rid of all the bitterness and anger.
因为神的话是信实的，如果我不拿去，也可能到如今，我无法快乐，没有负担的自由的生活。
And without that, then my life will be in shambles.
就在一次去 Christ Fellowship 的那次。 把你的宽容饶恕钉在一个黑的卡片上，钉在十字架的那次活动上。
One time I went to a Christ fellowship, and then they said that write down all your bitterness, and then nail that to a cross, and then we did that as an exercise.
我决心做了，并且也真正从心里原谅了我以前。 我的老板和一些同事对我的不公正的待遇。And
I forgave my ex-boss, my previous co-workers, their treatment to me.
真的海阔天空了，没有负担。And
I was free.
我也给他们发了 email， 相互问好。And
then I even sent an email and greeted them.
新的生活从那时开始。And
a new life began in me.
但是生活还是很繁忙。But
yet I was still busy.
很快三年过去了，H1B快到，5年了，H1B工作期限快到了。And
then very quickly 5 years, my contract with the company was up.
我努力的工作也发表了几篇文章。And
with that, I also published several articles.
就在这时候，我们决定是该回国还是留在美国呢？And
then we started to decide on should we return to China or stay.
为了孩子，我们的确应该选择在这里。For
our children, we wanted to stay.
可是国内有年迈的父母，他们的身体也是我们所担心的。But
yet at home, I still have parents.
那时候就跟着太太一起祷告，说一定要父母亲也能够信这真道。So
we prayed together with my wife that we want our parents to also believe in our God.
就在那时候，我也。 一个坚定的心，鼓励我的太太来回国，探望照顾我的病重的岳父。And
then I asked, and my wife also went back to take care of my father.
也通过我们的分享，通过我们的见证，也通过我们对他们的启发。And
through the conversation with my parents,
我的岳父、岳母，还有我的母亲，也很快接受我们跟他们分享的这真道。
And then my parents-in-law also accepted.
真的他们的生命也有改观。
And then their life also changed.
他们虽然有疾病的缠累,
even though they are in sickness,
他们也有他们的担忧和挂虑,
they have their own worries.
但他们的状况一天天也好起来,
but their conditions are getting better and better.
我的岳母虽然我的岳父, 我所爱的岳父去世以后, 但是他并没有孤单, 他参加当地的教会, 也信主。
After my father-in-law passed away, my mother-in-law also joined the local church.
这是我和我太太一直很欣慰。
And that really brings a joy in our hearts.
我的母亲她有心脏病, 实际上是我心头的一个非常重的挂虑。
My mother has a heart disease, and that really worries me a lot.
但是她也渐渐地好了起来。
And then she was getting also better.
当她每次跟我分享的时候，她说。
She shared this with me.
我身体也好起来了，我感谢神。
I am getting better. My health is getting better, and I thank the Lord.
是神通过调动我们对人生的态度，对我们事情的看法，也调动我们自己身体内的非常好的医治的机制来医治了我。
Because God has changed our attitude, and then that also helps us to be healed.
这是神给的。 但是我们有可能有时候忘记。
This is what God has given to us, and sometimes we'll forget that.
感谢神, 他是一个医治的神。
But thank the Lord, He is a healer.
也是一个赐平安和喜乐的神。
He gives peace and joy to us.
这时候, 在他们状况好起来, 我们也决定申请绿卡, 在美国继续生活和工作。
And then as the day got better, and we started to getting the green card process.
就像箴言第三章第五节说的，你们要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你前面的道路。
The wise man said that trust in the Lord with all your heart and learn and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
这时候我就努力去准备绿卡的申请。
So as we prepare for the green card application,
这时候还有不到半年，身份就过期了。
And then 6 months more later, then the contract will end.
但是内心确确实实是很平安。
And yet I was very peaceful.
也没有太担心,
and I did not worry too much.
就跟神求，让神指引前面的路，或去或留, 我都可以顺顺当当的服从。
We ask the Lord that He will lead our path, whether we're going to stay or go.
因为我知道，无论在什么样的境况下，在美国可能生活环境好一些，方便一些，即使回到自己的祖国，我同样也能靠着神生活工作下去。
Yeah, and in this country, and maybe our living condition will be better. But if we return, I also believe that we can live dependent on God.
感谢神, 没到一年的时间, 绿卡下来。
And I thank the Lord that after less than a year, then we received the green card.
我认为我们的家庭也这样认为，这真正的是神赐给我们。
My family and I believe that this is what God has given to us because usually it took a much longer time.
这时候我们应该更渴慕神，更仰慕神。
And then we will also want to get closer to God.
心里也确实这么想的。
And we also believe that.
但是在实际的生活中，并没有。 真正的每天身体力行的去真正的把听到的道行得出来。
And yet in everyday life, then sometimes it's a very challenge to live out that expectation.
拿到绿卡以后，我跟我太太倒陷入了征战之中。
After we received green card, and then my wife and I started a battle.
因为有时候生活繁忙，各样的事情没有安排好，我们彼此出现了各样的冲突。
Because a lot of time that we're busy, and then our expectations were not in alignment.
我们俩之间出现了一些很不和谐的吵闹、纷争。
And we argued and we had quarrels.
但是越是在那样的情况下，我越意识到自己身上的罪。
And then during that time, I realized that God has shown me the sins in my life.
因为我知道我的太太是我生命中的祝福。
I know that she's a blessing in my life.
我当好好的看护她。
I should take care of her.
爱她。
And love her.
但是有时候神的话语我忘却。
And then sometimes I will forget God's word.
我在一些事情上讲自己的道理，讲自己的理。
And then I will argue with her with my positions.
甚至不肯原谅我太太对我的一些不理解和做法。
And will not even forgive is her attitude.
这时候也感觉到神离我的生命怎么那么远呢？
And I figure that God has really away from me.
但实际上问题没有出在神的身上。
It's not a God's problem.
那时候没有每天去坚持读读经，我们彼此分享也很少。
Because we did not have a lot of time sharing God's word and reading His word.
也正是这样，在自己的心中对神的话语的认识非常的浅。
And because of the understanding of God's word was shallow.
在哥林多后书第五章十七节，当我读到那时候，我说神，我说若有人在基督，这上面说的是，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Second Corinthians says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and new has come.
我说神啊，我也受洗了，我也得到你的拯救了。
I said, God, I'm baptized and I'm saved.
但我们的生活为什么是这样的光景？
And why is my life is like this?
我们应该和睦相处。
We should live in harmony.
彼此更相爱。
And to love one another.
可是我们为什么出现了这样不和谐的事情发生呢？
And why do we is living in discord?
后来我读到这节的时候，我发现我没有在基督里。
And I realized that after reading the scriptures that I was not in Christ.
因为我没有坚持去读神的话语。
Because I did not
没有日日的反省。
Because I did not read His scripture every day and then meditate on His word.
也没有用他话语来。作为镜子来照自己。
And I did not use his word as a mirror to see myself.
我往往把那镜子照我太太。
And a lot of time then, we'll put the mirror on her.
那时候家里经常有妇女聚会，我说，玲玲，你经常参加妇女聚会，你怎么这样的光景？
And she will attend the women's Bible study. I say, you constantly go to Bible study. How come you are like this?
当我说多的时候，太太跟我不满意了，但我也知道这问题出在我身上。
And then, of course, then I also realized that the problem also is in me.
在这时候，我们想到，我们应该坚持分享读经，并且能够彼此能够原谅。
And then we realized that we need to share more, read scriptures more, and then put our hearts together more.
越是那样做，确实感到生命有新的变化。
The more we do it, we realize that our lives is changed.
但是从那时候，也渐渐开始一些小组的服事。
And then slowly, we also participate in a small group service.
虽然做的不多，但是祈求神赐给各样的力量，赐给各样的能力。
Even though it was very few, we asked God to give us the strength.
也带领我们前面的路。
And to lead our path.
在我们生命中真的行得出来哥林多前书第十三章给我们提到的那爱的颂歌。
And to live out the meaning of love as described in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
下面我就以这样的颂歌来结束我见证。
And then I will sing this hymn to conclude my testimony. 你要唱吗？
我知道做到爱的颂歌并不容易。
I know that to sing a hymn of love is very difficult.
对我们每个人来说都是一个挑战。
And that is a challenge to each one of us.
但是远离神不听从他的教导我们会遭受各样的烦恼和痛苦。
And to be away from God, then we know that we will suffer greatly.
那么弟兄姊妹们长辈们和亲爱的小朋友
So brothers and sisters and the elders and children
那我们就照着这个话去做吧。
So let us follow this word
来实践这样的话语。
And to live this out
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈爱是不嫉妒不自夸不张狂不做害羞的事不求自己的益处不轻易发怒不计算人的恶不喜欢不义只喜欢真理凡事包容凡事相信凡事盼望凡事忍耐在我们的生命里爱永远是一个主题爱永不止息
Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, does not boast, is not proud. It is not rude, it's not self-seeking. It is not easily angered.It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
大家不要看到我的身体状况，或许有些担心，有些失望。
And as you see me, my physical condition, and you may be disappointed.
我依然会跟神祈求祷告，求神赐给我身体的强壮。
I still pray to God to give me the strength every day.
但我今天的状况已经是好得多了。
And I am actually getting better than before.
我可以站立，可以行走，可以做我喜爱的研究工作。
I can walk and stand and do the research work that I like to do.
每个人身上都有自己的刺。
We all have a sting in our body.
可能我的身体状况就是我身上的刺。
And maybe my physical condition is the sting.
就像神所应许的
And that's what God has promised
我的恩典够你用因为我的能力在人的软弱上得以完全
He said that my grace is sufficient for you And in weakness I will show my strength
我希望我和我一家在我们实现爱的颂歌的过程中我真的得到那完备的完全
And then in my family, that as we live out the meaning of love, that we truly see God's promises being fulfilled.
最后，谢谢大家的鼓励、支持和你们美好的见证。
We thank you for your support and your testimony to us.
正因为这样，我们聚在一起，我们彼此鼓励，彼此坚强。
Because of this, we encourage one another.We stay with each other.
谢谢大家。
Thank you. 我们一起来唱数算主恩。Let's count our blessings. 主的恩典从头数一数，必能叫你惊讶出奇妙看顾。主的恩典样样都要数，主的作为都要记清。 天，样样都要说，必能叫你谨记住，要叫看顾。当你挂念世事如同吊重担，当你背负世家觉得苦难堪，若属主的恩典亦或就消除，必能叫你快乐历史赞美主。主的恩典样样都要数，主的作为都要记清楚，主的恩典样样都要数，必能叫你惊讶出奇妙看顾。每逢遭遇临战，不论大或小，主手统治一切，你必不要惧怕，甚至主有恩典必甘愿付出，安慰引导我们直到见天父。主的恩典样样都要数，主的作为都要记清楚，主的恩典样样都要数，必能叫你惊讶主奇妙看顾。